Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
Don Jackson Blattner joins us Thursdays at this time. What do you know? It's Thursday at this time. She is the author and registered dietitian and nutritionist. DonJacksonBlattner.com is her website. A lot of folks follow her on the Insta, DJ Blattner. Don, welcome back.
Hey, thank you so much. Happy Thursday, my favorite time of the week.
I think we're going to have a big fight here, though.
Oh, okay, let's go. I'm ready.
What a cheerful way to engage in combat. Well, it just says here, according to my own friend John Hansen, the people have spoken. 89% of the people say it is soup season, with nearly half of those saying it's always soup season.
What? I can't believe it. We got a lot of soup lovers out there. I mean, I got to tell you, I kind of love it. I mean, I'm not in that group. I'm in the wait until fall, which is next week, to enjoy your soup. However, soup is one of those things where you really can put a lot of great nutrition. So I'm going to say those 89% of the people, if you're putting all these vegetables in, low-sodium broths, a lot of beans and lentils, and you eat it all year, I'm a fan of yours. A-plus for them.
Half of those say it's always soup season, and I'm not on that bus. We do not cook a lot of soup in the summer. That's a hot, steamy pool of something, and you do not eat that in August. By the way, I said something. A hot, steamy pool of something. But, I mean, that's not a summer food. But it got down to 49 the other night, Dawn, so I think it's time for soup and chili.
Okay, wait, I have to admit something. I'm sitting here, I'm like, should I admit this? Should I not admit this? All right, I'm admitting it to you. Listen, we have a big tradition in my house. Every time there's a Bears game, we make a batch of soup. And so I actually, for the Bears game, I did eat soup already this season. So I don't know. I guess I'm sort of lying. So soup season is basically Bears game season. How about that?
Yeah. Well, the way the team is playing, maybe you ought to switch out the recipe or something.
Yeah.
But you notice that she said, if you're using a low-sodium broth, I presume that'll be key to any of your soup ideas?
It really is. I mean, there is this thing. It's called, like, the salty six. And so when people are trying to reduce the sodium in their diet, it is paying attention to bread, paying attention to lunch meat, any deli meat, paying attention to any sandwiches, paying attention to pizza, paying attention to rotisserie chicken. And the final one is soup. It's one of the highest sodium things around. If you ever looked online, like at some of these restaurants that sell like half sandwich and half soup, and you're like, oh, look at me, I'm so healthy, this is such a great lunch. And you look at the sodium that you just ate, because it's listed online for many of these sandwich shops. It is out of this world. It is way beyond the 2,300 milligrams recommended for a day. So oftentimes you're getting more than your day's sodium. And that is because those lunches are not only soup laden in sodium, but also that sandwich I mentioned is the bread and the lunch meat on that salty six list.
But on your mind this week, I know you're talking about hidden sugar. Where is that?
Oh, okay. So this is on my mind big time, because I got to tell you, I know people hear about it being hidden everywhere. But what happened to me is that I had a shopper. I did Instacart. And I had a shopper get the wrong thing for me. And I was like, oh, my gosh, there's so much sugar in this. I was ordering canned pumpkin because, I mean, hey, it's almost fall. And you know what I got is canned pumpkin pie mix. And there's so much sugar in that. And then past weekend, I got a little pack of mango from somebody. And they're like, oh, you're going to love this, you know, mango. I look at the ingredients and look at that added sugar in your dried fruit. And I was like, you know what? I think we need to talk about how much added sugar is in so many things, like your plant milks that you're eating. Everybody's with their oat milk and their rice milk and all that. So much added sugar in many of those. I mean, you can get them no sugar added, but you really have to look and get that. Protein bars, everybody's so big on their protein bars, can be so much added sugar. Jerky, bacon, the dried fruit, like I mentioned. So many of our sauces, like sriracha sauce, has added sugar. Wine can have added sugar. This one is, I didn't know this, and when I was doing research, sushi rice has added sugar. Nut butters can have added sugar. All your flavored oatmeals, your ketchups, your barbecue sauces, your salad dressing, pasta sauce, flavored yogurts. And then a big one for anybody who cocktails, tonic is lots of added sugar. It is not the same thing as club soda or sparkling water. Tonic is loaded with sugar. So bottom line is, it's a big deal to pay attention to added sugar in your diet. Big deal.
What do you do for ketchup?
Hey, you know what? They sell just about 6 inches over. You can find no added sugar ketchup. And I'm not talking about the ones that are sweetened with artificial sweeteners. Because a lot of your sugars, when you get them, they'll say, oh, no added sugar. But then you look at the ingredients and it's artificial sugars are in there. So you're looking at the ingredient list. Do not look at the advertising on the front of packages. They're trying to get you to buy something. That is not good information. The information is in the ingredient list, and that's where you're trying to look for any words that are artificial sweeteners or sugars, and you can buy ketchup without sugar or artificial sugars.
I think I've imagined in the past, though, that naturally sweetened, whatever that means, hey, if I'm eating an apple, that's sweet. Don says it's okay to eat an apple. So isn't there a kind of sugar that's natural that will be okay in food products?
Thank you for this question. There is such a huge difference between natural sugar and added sugar. And so when you're looking at the label, this is everybody gets this wrong. This is actually a big thing that I know people get wrong. They look at total sugar and they say, oh, Dawn, look at this total sugar on this. I say, well, that tells you pretty much nothing. Because total sugar is the combination of both natural sugar, which is good, and added sugar, which is not good. And so natural sugar comes from things like fruit. It also comes from things like dairy. So milk has natural sugar in it. Yogurt that is plain, that has no sugar added to it, has natural sugar. And why we don't care about natural sugar is it brings along tons and tons, lots of other nutrients. So we say go with natural sugar because you're going to get so much added nutrition to that.
But
we are not a big fan of added sugar because added sugar comes with no other nutrition.
But I wonder how I know which is which. Like on these products, the yogurt and the milk, you said they have natural sugar. Is that listed as an ingredient or it's just inherent in the food and they don't list it at all?
Oh, are we so lucky? We are so lucky because a big ruling, I don't know, maybe like 5 years ago, maybe less, that now you have to list added sugar on the label. It used to not be easy to figure this out. It was all a guess, like you're saying. Now, when you read the label, skip the total sugar. I don't care. Go to added sugar, added sugar. If it's 0 grams of added sugar, that's what we're looking for. Okay. And so on these dairy foods, on the yogurt, for example, it will say, you know, total sugar. It will have total sugar, but it will have no added sugar. Like, let me see. I'm just looking at the label right now.
That's fascinating to me. And boy, did I not know what you're talking about until now. So total sugar, I don't worry about so much. If I don't see any added sugar, then don't worry about the total sugar. It's added sugar that I'm worried about.
Yes, because what that added sugar is absolutely no nutrition. Now, listen, it doesn't have to be that you eat 0 grams a day. Like, that is not necessarily what we're talking about. Because it appears in, you know, in food. So you get a little bit of slack. Like the American Heart Association gives us these guidelines, which I usually use with clients. They say, listen, in a day, how about women up to 25 grams of added sugar in your day and men up to 36 grams of added sugar in your day? And people are like, wow, that sounds like a lot. Oh, my gosh, it is not. It is not. It's about 100 calories. For a woman, about 150 calories for a man from added sugar. And that can add up very quickly, even in your healthy foods. So even though it sounds like a lot, you know, think about that sort of in the ballpark of the 30 grams a day, 25 for women, 36 for men. And, you know, you don't have to be, you know, counting everything up for the rest of your life, but just start paying attention to added sugar on labels and choose options that have less added sugar or ideally even none.
I'm wondering how much added sugar is in a maple iced glazed donut from Dunkin' Donuts.
Actually, so much of, you're exactly right. Much of the added sugar, when people are looking at the big hitters, like where is it really coming from in people's diets? It is from baked goods, and it is from sugar-sweetened beverages. Your drinks and your desserty baked goods is where most people are getting most of their sugar.
Dawn, I'm going to read you some of our text messages. You ready?
I am ready.
No added sugar ketchup is absolutely delicious. I defy anyone to notice the difference. It tastes like ketchup, Dawn?
I couldn't agree more. It tastes like ketchup. I would say it tastes even more like ketchup. It really does taste delicious. And that would be the same of your pasta sauces in that same category. Look and see. I got to say, I grew up with a pasta sauce that had so much added sugar, and I have switched over, and I love it. I think it tastes so much better. So just pay attention to the labels, and I agree, it tastes great.
What about Polar Seltzer? It says on the back, 0 grams of sugar.
That's right. So many of these sparkling waters that are naturally flavored, that they have this, you know, vibrant taste, but no added sugar. And they have also no artificial sugar most of the time. So those are a great option. We've talked about in the past, the real only thing to think of here is to not let that sparkling beverage sit on your teeth for a long time. So if you're drinking a lot of these sparkling drinks, make sure you're also drinking plain water to sort of wash off your teeth, because there is a slight chance that it is hurting the enamel of your teeth if it sits on there too long.
Ask her, why does frozen food have so much salt? If it's frozen, that's what preserves the food. They don't need all of that salt to preserve it.
Oh, is that true? But guess what? America's taste buds love added sugar and added salt. So they do it so that people will love it and buy it again. So the biggest thing, and I got to say this is so huge, is you absolutely can retrain your taste buds.
Yep.
I don't care how many decades you've been on this earth and how many times you've eaten certain things. If you slowly start decreasing your salt and sugar, you will not miss it. So you're absolutely right. You can buy frozen vegetables without any added sodium because the freezing process is a preserving process. Same thing with canned. You can get no salt added, canned beans, canned vegetables. And the bottom line is just train your taste buds, baby.
It works. I mean, I believe everything Dawn says, but my own experience was Brenda has retrained us on salt. And now when I have salty food at a restaurant, which is what you get, or I run into some frozen food that's salty, sometimes I can't hardly bear it. It's just like, oh, my God, this is toxic. But it's just the normal salt we used to have. And you're absolutely right, at least by my experience.
It's so true. You know, and how puffy you can feel if you're not used to so much salt. You all of a sudden feel like your rings don't fit, your socks are leaving marks. You know, and so it really is drinking, especially if you're accidentally at a restaurant in that situation, you know, drinking plenty of water is great. And the next day, making sure you get plenty of fruits and vegetables, because fruits and vegetables have a lot of potassium. And potassium is an electrolyte that helps balance out the sodium that you just ate. So, you know, make sure you hydrate and make sure the next day you're really eating a lot of fruits and vegetables.
You and I traded messages over the week, and I printed out on your website the fruits and vegetable score sheet. So 7 days a week, she's got like 5 cups, and you 3 of them have a vegetable icon, 2 of them have a fruit icon. And if it matters to you, score it. Like every time you have a cup of fruit or vegetables, you check it off. And it's just a good reminder to eat that amount of food. And I got to say, Dawn, so I got out a cup and I showed it to my son the other night. And I said, look at this. This is we need to have 3 of these every day. And actually, it's not that much. So I just want to champion that. But I did want to ask you this as a result. So I buy those bags of salad, you know, like where they have a pre-made salad at the grocery store. Well, heck, there's 3 cups of food right there. That I'm wondering, would you say that satisfies my 3-cup requirement for vegetables each day?
Okay, so if it's a puffy, fluffy, leafy green, push it down in the measuring cup. Like really shove it down.
Oh, yeah.
If it's one of those salads that's more of like the hefty stuff, like the chopped up you know, like cabbage and chopped up carrots, that definitely counts. You're absolutely right. It sounds intimidating. 3 cups of vegetables every day, 2 cups of fruits every day sounds intimidating, but a cup is not that much. And that's really where you're getting so many health benefits, longevity benefits. And so you're absolutely right. If you want to change something in your life, you must track it. Track it to change it is the rule of thumb. And so that's why I have a tracker, like you said, on my website to say, listen, I'm really wanting to work on my fruits and vegetables for my cholesterol, for my blood pressure, for my blood sugar, for, you know, my general well-being and energy. That is a great place to start. Okay. Just track it and see.
Two more text messages from our listeners. Dawn listed foods high in sodium, and she mentioned rotisserie chicken. Why is that?
So same reason as everything. Americans love their salt. And so you can get rotisserie chicken that is not pumped with brine, and brine is usually a salty solution for flavor. You can, but you really have to pay attention when you're buying that rotisserie chicken. Does it say on there that this is seasoned, or does it say not seasoned? And so that's your big differentiator. But again, it, you know, on that salty six, most of these things are, Americans love their salt.
One last note from one of our listeners. John, all year long when I steam vegetables, I save the leftover water with all of the vitamins from the vegetables, and then I freeze it, and then I use that for my soup broth during the winter. What does Don say about that?
Well, I like that. That's actually a great call, because here's the thing. When you're steaming vegetables, technically, they are supposed to be above the water, not in the water. So there is boiling vegetables where they're actually sitting in there, and that really is a no-no, because a lot of nutrition leaches out. But if you're steaming them above the water, they're not touching the water, yeah, you're still going to get some nutrients that just seep down there in the water. So freezing it and using for soup is a great idea. If you're not that intricate about doing things, just make sure your vegetables don't touch the water so that they have more nutrition, and just get a low-sodium broth as your base for the soup.
Dawn, thank you once again. Will you join us next Thursday at this time?
I love it. It's my favorite part of the week. Thank you so much for having me.
You can follow her on Instagram. I recommend it to all my patients who chew gum. DJ Blattner on Instagram. Her website is DawnJacksonBlattner.com.